Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
More Birthday Blues for the Reds by Trevor Downey. Birthdays can be a real source of emotional volatility as one gets older. On the face of it, it's a great blessing to have lasted another year in a world moving at such a distressing pace, in a direction which no longer seems certain. But on the other hand, one is afflicted with terrible and crushing angst about just where one fits in nowadays. Why is everyone dabbing, for example? What even is dabbing? Is anybody else cold? Having reached the venerable age of 125 of your earth years, Liverpool Football Club is in the midst of such an existential crisis. Once the strutting giant of European football and boasting an unrivaled domestic record, the last quarter century of the five since John Holding founded the club has seen a slow decline in the Redmen's status. Of course, there have been a couple of great peaks, predominantly in the Rafael Benitez era when the Euro mojo was emphatically recaptured. But the overall trend, since the last Division 1 title under Kenny Dalglish in 1990, has seen a slipping backwards into the chasing pack. It would make for the kind of performance chart that would leave business jerks apoplectic. Occasional peaks, excessive troughs. The latest incarnation of the club, under the ownership of FSG and the managerial guidance of Jurgen Klopp, has flirted with the notion of being on the verge of something of an Anfield renaissance, but the all-too-familiar inconsistency of recent years has already severely hobbled this current campaign, Klopp's first one proper. There does remain the very real and attainable goal of Champions League football in the season to come, and that, without question, would represent progress for a club starving for just that. Yesterday's column saw my frank and needy admission of a desire for Liverpool to find its very own great benefactor, the idea being that we simply cannot have enough nice things after so many years of comparative penury. Now, it must be said that such an opinion is knowingly entitled and based solely on the fact that, as an old duffer, I recall the era of dominance and the feeling of quiet pride at supporting the best club in the land. Obviously, that type of whine will irk fans of less well-heeled outfits. Sadly, I lack the ability to care about their irritation. Manchester United's own period of supremacy has seen them equal and, depending on which pots you value, surpass Liverpool's own gargantuan trophy count. Now, us relics of the 80s no longer even have the history stick to beat them with. It's becoming, let's be honest, it has long since become intolerable. Patience is in increasingly short supply, and it's curiously least plentiful among the fans who have a muscle memory of incessant success. The only saving grace has been the Old Trafford club's own recent flirtation with mediocrity since the departure of the Dark Lord of Mancunia. The Moyes season was a delight, and the Van Gaal one that followed also had some tremendous giggles. Even the arrival of a markedly bedraggled-looking Jose Mourinho seems to have done little to shake the Red Devils free of the shackles of sixth-place obscurity. Schadenfreude, however, is cold consolation indeed. Instead, we must busy ourselves with positivity, stories of the new Kirkby training complex, and this summer's extension of the Kop by some 470 seats as part of a very worthy project to enhance and increase the amount of wheelchair bays in the ground from 190 to 250. Sadly, for every tale of progress and innovation, there is a corresponding story of yet another transfer target, after yet another period of heavy monitoring, engaging in talks with another club. Julian Brandt is the latest of these, apparently. Basically nothing, however worthy, will sate the fans' desire for on-field success. Now, many of us believe that in Klopp we have the perfect candidate to bring about the conditions for that success at Anfield. The problem arises when one suggests that patience might be required. Understandably, many have little of that famously precious commodity left. There is, however, absolutely no choice but to use up the last vestiges of one's patience as the German schemer builds the club after his own vision. It's the only show in town. The words of a surprisingly thoughtful Ragnar Klavan echo the notion that the club, for the sake of its own reputation and the sanity of its fans, must return to the continent's premier competition. The Estonian international captain acknowledged the burden of the club's grand history, but expressed faith in his teammates rising to the last occasion left to them and securing a top four finish, despite the stiffest of competition. Liverpool is such a big club and has so much history that everyone thinks we should be playing in Europe every year, opined the left-footed centre-half. That's what we want, to be at a consistent level where we play in Europe every season. We had that consistency at the start of the season, and although we have also had low points, I think we have a great chance to finish in the top four. The Champions League is the most prestigious competition. It's an opportunity to compare yourself against all the other European clubs, and I believe it is the biggest measurement of where you stand in Europe. At Liverpool, we are working every day to achieve that goal. Everybody here wants to be playing in the Champions League. The chance to tart up the new kit with an array of fancy badges and line up with pride as the Gazprom theme, sorry, the Tony Britton anthem, parps around Anfield on a Tuesday night. Now that's a birthday present I want the club to give itself and us. In the interim, up the 125-year-old Reds. There's nothing like a landmark birthday to make you think and take stock and have a look around you, see where you stand, where you are in comparison to where you should be. And if Liverpool were to do that as a club, I think an awful lot of the conclusions that I've sort of hinted at there in that piece might be the conclusions that they would come to as well. In other words, we have had far too long, as I said, 26 years of underachievement, really, despite the occasional extreme peaks. And I do mean occasional. Even that sporadic trophy arrival has dwindled in the last decade or so. So it is absolutely essential that this manager, who we've all faded and who we all have such faith in, has something to hold on to, something tangible at the end of the season that he can point to and say, this is where the building begins. And I can only really, really, really hope that that is the Champions League qualification that we're all so desperately, desperately hoping for. As Klavan says, it's the most prestigious competition, that speaks for itself, but it's also the yardstick by which you judge yourself. And I don't know about anybody else, but I got a tremendous kick out of whatever coefficient nonsense placed us at the top of the table in Rafa's era. I really, really enjoyed that. For me, European competition is huge. I mean, I understand the obsession with the league. I genuinely do. This is a man who remembers what it was like to win them. But my God, I love Europe. I love it so much. I love being European competition. And the match against Real Madrid scarred me so badly on Brendan's watch that we just need to erase that hideous memory and get back to something approaching those incredible days. Look, if a club like Leicester can do it, there's absolutely no reason why, if we qualify next year, we shouldn't make a bit of a splash, especially with the manager we've got. And despite my pessimism in that piece about monitoring and not getting targets, maybe we will have a few Julian Brands to add to the mix and help us go far if we qualify for next year's Champions League. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.